We continue Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach discussing the shaila of one supporting their children, can they use mice money or not? The shaila of Tzitzel Yezer in Chelek Tes Simen Aleph has a long tshuva with various issues discussing Hilchus Stoker, Hilchus Mice Ksofim. In Perek Hay, he quotes the Taz that we quoted in our previous year, that it is the opinion of the Taz that one may not use Maisa money to support children. He quotes the Chidah in his Sefer Birkei Yosef that disagrees, and he says that one can use his Maisa money for supporting his children. He also quotes, as we did in our previous year, the opinion that the Shach quotes of the Maram Muratenberg, that the Maram Muratenberg's opinion was that, as is indicated in the Shulchan Aruch, it means that mice money can be used for supporting a child, based on what the Gemara says. Ois stock b'chaleis zeh bon b'noisav katanim. The Tzitz Eliezer, in order to try to defend the Taz, because the Taz doesn't seem to be following what it says in the Gemara and the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch, wants to make the distinction that we've been discussing in our Shiurim, and that is that the Taz is only speaking about children who are under 6 years old. And when we speak about children who are under 6 years old, there it could be that everybody would agree that there everybody indeed agrees you can't use mice money for that. The Tzitz Eliezer quotes the Aruch HaShulchan, and he has very big difficulty with the Aruch HaShulchan. First of all, as we read the words of the Aruch HaShulchan in our previous year, not only is it clear that the Aruch HaShulchan is following the opinion of the Taz, but the Aruch HaShulchan is going a step further, because the Aruch HaShulchan adds two very important points. One, he says that not only one may not use Maisa money to support his children, but the Aruch HaShulchan says you can't even use Maisa money to support your grandchildren. And moreover, the Aruch HaShulchan says a reason. He says, because if Maisa money will be used for these purposes, there won't be any money left over for people who really need it. So, as much as the Tzitz Eliezer says, I understand what the Aruch HaShulchan is saying, it can't change what the halach is. And the halach is that you can use it. What the Aruch HaShulchan was saying, he says, he didn't mean l'halach l'maisa. He meant as a way of a person to have an attitude towards tzedaka. And that his attitude towards tzedaka should be that there should be money for people who need it. And if you're going to use all your money for purposes of supporting your children, there won't be money left over to support people who need it. But not that the Aruch HaShulchan means that you can't use stock of money. Moreover, the Tzitz Eliezer says that if it's a situation that the person who's teaching your child Torah is a poor individual, and by you giving him money to teach your son Torah, you're supporting him, That also, he says, is considered a good reason why it should be considered that you're allowed to use Maisa money. There's an interesting Aruch HaShulchan in Simen Reish Mem Tesh Sif Yud, where he says, "V'kei mish lekei chosin tamut chachim." If somebody takes a son-in-law who's a tamut chachim, kadesh shilmite, and he's supporting his son-in-law who's learning, become akim, says the Aruch HaShulchan, and be yicholta lachshazeh amaus meiser. He can't use meiser money to support a child in kaiyel. Here too, the Tzitzel Yezer, quoting the Maram Shik, says that certainly one may use Maisa money to support children who are learning. And the truth of the matter here, many of the reasons that we've given in our previous shiurim, in this year, why you should not be able to use Maisa money are not applicable by a son-in-law. Because even if we follow, as we did in the previous year, the opinion of Ramosha, who says that children are travel together with the mother, or we follow the opinion that we said that legally one is obligated to support his children. So all of those, that is certainly not the situation by children who are married. And therefore, when you have children who are married, the Tzitz Eliezer says clearly you can use Maisa money to support them, as they're learning. However, in that tshuva, in Perek Dalid, the Tzitz Eliezer also goes into a discussion about Maisa money, and what he tries to suggest, and this is a way that some of the shilas that we've discussed in the shiurim could be avoided, is by saying that if one designates his Maisa money, he has in mind that he's going to use it to support his children, or certainly if he's going to have it in mind to support his married children who are learning, there the halacha is that certainly he could use the Maisa money. So therefore, he says, the best thing to do is if one is obligating himself to support his children, his married children who are learning, he should have in mind as he takes this obligation that he will be using his Maiser money. If, however, he says, you did not have that in mind when you took upon that obligation, and then later on you want to use your Maisa money for that purpose, he says now you have more of a shaila. The reason why you now have more of a shaila, explains the Tzitz Eliezer, is because there's a concept in halacha of perei choiva mimois Maisa. And therefore, once you took an obligation, it might be different. If, he says, you didn't have anything in mind, it seems that his opinion is that if you didn't have anything in mind when you took upon yourself this obligation, you can use Maisa money. Moreover, he says, if when you took upon yourself the obligation to support your children who are learning, you didn't do it in a formal kinyan, you just said, I want to help my children who are learning, there too we could be more lenient. Because when is there a concept of perei choivoi? The concept of perei choivoi is when it's a full-fledged choiv. Here it's not a full-fledged choiv, and since it's not a full-fledged choiv, we could be more lenient. A question that he then discusses is if one is using Maisa money to support his children who are learning, should he tell them that that's where the money is coming from? He says that whenever we speak about giving tzedakah, we should always try to give tzedakah in the most covetous fashion, and therefore giving the tzedakah in a fashion that will create bad feeling. Somebody's learning and he thinks he's being supported from tzedakah will give him a bad feeling. Therefore, it's better not to tell the children that they're being supported from Maisa money. There's a similar tshuva in the Shailos HaTshuvos Minchas Yitzchak, Chelek Yud, Simen Hey Hey, where he discusses supporting children from Maiser. He says, certainly the best thing is to have in mind when you designate your Maiser money that that's what you're going to do. He discusses a situation where, let's say, somebody was Baruch Hashem wealthy and he decided to support his children not from Maisa money. The Maisa money he used for other tzedakah purposes. And now he needs to use his Maisa money for that purpose, for supporting children. So the approach that the Michas Yitzchak takes is as follows. Money that he already has designated as Maisa money should not be used for that purpose. The money that is not yet designated for Maisa money, he can use that new money to support his children. He also has a very interesting svara. He says that it could well be that the entire obligation of giving Maisa is only in Eretz Yisrael, not in Chutz Laretz. So if somebody is living in Chutz Laretz and supporting children, it's much less of a shaila. Rabbi Avadya Yosef, in Shailos HaTshuvos Yechavadas, Chelek Gimel, Simen Ayin Vav, also has a discussion regarding the shaila of using Maisa money to support children, single children and married children. He clearly takes also the lenient approach that one can use Maisa money for this purpose. It's interesting that part of his reasoning to be makel, is that it's not quite clear what is the obligation of giving Maisa. And if the obligation of giving Maisa is not a chi of deraisa, it seems that he leans strongly in the direction that the obligation to give Maisir is only a minig. And since it's only a minig, one could be more lenient regarding this entire shaila, because it's something that's only a minig. There's a very interesting tshuva in the Shailos HaTshuvos B'tzel HaChochma, Chelek Gimel, Simen Mem Gimel. He says, we know that it says in the Aseres HaDibros, L'sachmet Beis Reyacha, Avda V'amosoi Shor V'chamoroi V'chol Asher L'Reyacha. So he says that the din of L'sachmet doesn't apply when it comes to Tashmish Mitzvah. When it comes to giving, doing mitzvahs, it's not considered loisachmoid. So if somebody sees that somebody else is supporting their children, his son-in-law, and he also wants to do the same, he says that's not considered that one is over loisachmoid. So to review, there's a machloikis, shach and taz, if one can use Maisa money to support his children. Clearly, that's only children. As the children get older, the shaila is less of a shaila. So, once the children are married, it seems that almost everybody besides Darcha Shulchan says you could use Maisa money to support your married children who are learning. Children who are below that, over the age of bar mitzvah, bas mitzvah, there's also a strong place to be makel. Under that, as we just said, is a very big machloikis hapaiskim. What about tuition? The question that comes up is, can tuition be used for, can we use Maisa money to pay tuition? So that the rule, and now we'll talk about the details, is that, as we said earlier, the halacha is osel froy choyvoy mas Maisa. You can't use Maisa money to pay your debts. So if a father has an obligation to support, to teach his child Torah, and if instead of him teaching his child Torah, he sends his child to yeshiva, so he can't use Maisa money to pay that tuition, because he's obligated to teach his son Torah, and that the yeshiva is just doing his shlichus. But the obligation of a father to teach Torah is only Torah Shebiksav. And therefore, once the child is older and he's learning yeshiva, Torah Shebapeh, Gemara, Mishnayis, so there the father has no such obligation. He could use Maisa money. Moreover, since there is no chiyuv of Talmud Torah for daughters, so if one sends his daughter to yeshiva, to Beis Yaakov, there he could use Maisa money to pay the tuition. There are Paiskim that say, this is the opinion of the Shevet HaLevi, in Chelek Hei Simen Kuf Lamed Gimel, that you can't use Maisa money even for older children. The reason you can't use Maisa money for older children is because he holds, there are Paiskim that say, that a father is not only obligated to teach a child Torah Shebiksav, he's obligated to teach him Torah Shebapeh. Clearly, if one is paying for parents are paying for a child to have extra help in learning, an extra Rebbe, that you could use Maisa money. Moreover, if somebody is paying full tuition, and if you're paying full tuition, you're not only paying for your own share, for your child's share of learning, you're paying for the other children who are there as well, that you could use Maisa money as well. Rav Moshe, in a tshuva, in Igros Moshe Yerodeya, Chelek Beis, Simen Kuf Yud Gemel, says that where one is legally obligated to send a child to school, and if you chose to send your child to yeshiva, and you're therefore paying tuition, the halacha is that you can't use Maisa money for that purpose. Because it's something that you're obligated to pay for, because every child is legally obligated to go to school.